So we started the fourth midah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's being soleach us, and it's l'she'eris nachalasai. He's moichal l'she'eris nachalasai, the people who he is a she'er and a nachla for. So what does that mean, she'er, and what does it mean nachla? She'er nachalasai means family. So the Ramak over here explains, unbelievable concept, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnehegi Yisrael b'derech zu. Hashem acts with us in the following way. Omer, ma'esel Yisrael, what can I do? V'him kreivai, they're my relatives. She'er basar, yesh li imahem. They are part of my basar, which is, again, Nefesh HaChaim type of concept, that our neshama is really just the end of the neshama, which is really in Shemaim. And therefore, really, whatever we, our neshama, we are really connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Shehem Bas Zug La Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are mamish like part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we are a She'er of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're related. The Koyre La, the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls us Biti, his daughter, Achaisi, sometimes he says sister, like in Sheir Shirim, Imi, or my mother. Kedepirshu Zal, in different places in Chazal. Now, what do these three relatives, what do these three names mean? So what it means is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zohar, which is similar, is the muscles, the Zohar, the male, so to speak, which that midah is, it's the midah to give. It's the midah to give the hashpa. However, it requires the nekeva to be makabel it and to shape it and to give it a tzura. So the hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, as the Nefesh HaChaim explained, is all totally in us. So sometimes the hashpa, we are one with Hashem in the way he's mashpia in the world. He's mashpia to us as a biti. Biti means is that we're a total recipient of the hashpa, right? We just were the receiving end of it. We're like a child. We're the receiving end of it. Sometimes it's a chosin. Sometimes we do it together with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like partners. And sometimes we're imi. Sometimes we're actually the ones that are concretizing and formalizing the hashpa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the imi. Kedepirshu Chazal, as Chazal say, v'ksiv Yisrael am karoivoy. The pasuk says, Yisrael, we are the nation who's karoiv to Hashem. Mamish kurva yesh lo yimayim. It's a real kurva. Ubanav heim, and we are his children. And that's what it means, she'irit nachalasoi, loshen she'er basar. Number one is a relative. So if soif him nachalasoi, but he also, we're his inheritance. In other words, we are the, we are kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so it's both ways. But the point is that we have a special relationship and a special kesher with Hashem. Now, Uma Oimer, and therefore, what does Hashem say when he has to be forced to be put in a position to punish us? He says, Im a'anishem, what's the purpose of punishing them? Hare akeiv alai, I'm just hurting myself. Right? A person who has to give a punishment to a relative, is more in pain than the person getting the punishment. And I'm just hurting myself. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says the same thing, is that our he's so chafetz in our tova, he so much desires our well-being, that for him to do anything against us is hurting himself, kavyachol, right? It's hurting him himself. And therefore, he's always looking out for ways to help us. He's always looking out for ways to make it things better for us, right? And this is a famous drasha. Kidiksiv, it says a pasuk, b'tzarasam, in the tzar of Hashem, b'chol tzarasam, in all of their tzara, loy tzar. So here's the question. How do you spell that? B'chol tzarotam, b'chol tzaratam. I'm going to spell it out in the chat so that you see what I'm talking about. Okay, the pasuk says, b'chol tzarasam, lo tzar, or b'chol tzarasam, lo tzar. Okay, you see the difference there? There's two ways. I don't know if you, whoever got it, if you could see it in the chat there. There's two ways to spell this pasuk. B'chol tzarasam means in their tzara, in the tzara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Klal Yisrael, lo tzar. So if you spell it with an aleph, it means there is no tzar for Hashem. In the pain of Klal Yisrael, Hashem does not feel tzar. But the it's written with an aleph, but the kri is with a vav. You say b'chol tzaratam lo tzar is the way you say it is with a vav, not with an aleph. Okay, so it means that in all the tzara that we have, lo tzar, he has also tzar. Hashem feels pain in our tzara. Like it says, imo anochi b'tzara. Hashem feels the tzar of our pain. Like it says, the Gemara says, that's why when there's a chi of skila, if someone's supposed to get hanged, you take him off of the tree right away, because you don't want him, because him being up there is a pain for Hashem, for him to see that one of his, you know, that he's there. So now there is a question that Ramak asks: if it's true that the point of the message is to say b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, Hashem does feel tzar, so why is it written with an aleph? It should be written with a vav, right? Why is it written with an aleph? So he says, ketiv ba'alef loymar, it says it with an aleph to teach us, shetzaram magia, and he uses Kabbalistic terms here, which I don't know what that means, but he says, shetzaram magia lapele ha'elyoin, to the topest point, v'chol sheken ledu partzufin, in the place of the two-faced, shebehen ikar ha'anaga, which is the place of the hanaga. Okay, what he's saying with that is, I don't know, but the basic idea what he's saying is, that the aleph symbolizes that it's the deep, it's the deepest place in the hashgacha. It's the aleph. It's where Hashem is one. In the place where the achdus of Hashem is, in the place of the oneness, that's where the tzara is. So it didn't want to say b'chol tzar sum lo tzar. It wants to use the aleph to meramez that the tzar that he has is so deep. It's in the aleph. It's in the place of lapel of the keser, on top of everything. That the pain that Hashem feels to Klal Yisrael, why? Because we come from that place. We come from that deepest place, point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the tzar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels in the tzar of another yid is so deep that it hits the aleph, it hits where Hashem is manhig by himself in the Bria. The Karinan Bivav, we read it with a Vav, lo tzar. Okay?
Meaning the Aleph is the Anochi?
Like the Aleph is the one. So it's where there's the Achdus of Hashem. Okay. Where Hashem is one before he splits off the Hanhaga into many different ways. I mean, everything is one. Everything is Achdus Hashem. But
Maybe it means one, that he becomes one with the person, that he feels the pain of the yid so much that it's that he becomes one.
It could be. That's another remez.
Okay.
It's hard to know exactly. There's this term, the du partzufin. That term is a Kabbalistic term. I don't really know what that means exactly. Vatikta nafshei ba'amol Yisrael. There's a pasuk there. And it's in Shoiftim, and it says, you cannot really handle it. So in other words, I'm assuming that what this Mida is saying is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rachmanus is not a imposed Rachmanus. It's not like, oh, I have to follow the rules. At the end of everything, Hashem's going to treat you like a Sheiris. Hashem's going to treat you like a relative. Hashem is going to find the place, that the deepest place, and find a way to merachim on us. So it again, like we've been saying the whole time, this mida is a depth of the Rachmanus. It's not just Hashem's a Rachman. He's a Rachman, but what pushes the Rachmanus? So what pushes the Rachmanus is the connection in our neshama to him, makes him have to deal with us, makes Hashem deal with us as a she'er, and that's the depth and the foundation of the Rachmanus. It's another level of understanding. So I'm not going to read it inside now. We'll go over it again tomorrow. But basically, so what does that mean for us? What it means for us is that this is the way we should really treat every year. If we are one with Hashem because our neshama is connected to him, so we're also one with everyone else. Kal v'chomer, we should be more, feel more one with another person because we share the same neshama. Right? Klal Yisrael is all of us come from the same klaliyus neshama, one of them. Who do we have more in common with? Someone else? Or does what's close or related? Us to another yid or Hashem to us? Obviously, our relationship in the neshama is a more tighter relationship than the relationship of Hashem to our neshama. So if Hashem's relationship with us, because of our connection in the neshama, is mechayev him to have this level of rachmanus, Kavachomer, us to another Jew who share a neshama, should also share this sense of rachmanus and responsibility to one another. Now, there was once a story of two brothers that were fighting. The father calls them over at his deathbed, both of them, to come at the same time. And he says to them, look, both of you guys are fighting with each other. So I don't want either one of you to say Kaddish for me. So that was like, what do you mean? You're my father. So he says, if he, this other guy, if he is not your brother, then I'm not your father. Right? So how could you say he's your brother and he's not your brother? You don't treat him like a brother. And then you turn to me, oh, I'm your father. If I'm your father, I'm his father. So he's saying a similar idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Okay, but then the other guy, for the same token, is your brother. So you can't go on the one, and therefore on the one hand, you say, Hashem, look at me like your son, look at me like your relative, please, give me the rachmanos, give me the rachmanos from she'iris nachaloso. So everyone else that shares the same neshama as you, you have to treat the same way. You want to treat them like family. So therefore we should treat everyone around us as family as well, if we want to be able to benefit from the midah of she'iris nachaloso. We want to benefit from this midah, then we have to apply that midah to ourselves as well and look at other people in the same way. He's going to give more detail on this, but this is the concept he's going to bring out tomorrow in the show. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Sure.